This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Awesome opportunity for me to be here this morning. I thank our mother in the Lord, my mother. It's not by age. Mommy, we love you. I can't forget to thank my father in the Lord, Apostle Aroma Osai. He has labored so much on some of us, and he's still laboring, and we believe him, and we trust God that will not fail him. If we can't fail him, we can't fail God. Amen. I appreciate all of you. I love you all. I'm talking on the topic, Women in Authority, Challenges and Matters Arising, Balancing Between Heading People and Being at Home, then Submission to Spiritual Authority. Amen. But before I go on, my daughter will help me sing this song. It's a song that has been keeping me and has been sustaining me in the place of prayer. Sister Mercy.
Oh, to grace, how great a depth of daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy grace now, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prompt to take and feel it, seal it for thy court above. Oh, to grace, how great a depth of daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy grace now, like a fair, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prompt to wonder, Lord, I feel it. Prompt to leave the God I love. He's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for
Amen. The Lord is going to seal our hearts so that our hearts will stop wandering and will reign in authority and advance this kingdom. I know what is in the heart of a woman. I've been a single lady through motherhood, a mother, a grandmother, and I know what runs through the heart of women, because God has given us so much, and most of the times the enemy wants to take advantage of the large heart that the Lord has given us so that we will not reign in authority. Amen. I have some slices that I would like us to look at in this session. When you are talking about authority, what does it mean? Authority defined is defined as the legal and formal right to give orders, commands, and take decision. And we know that in this kingdom, Jesus Christ is the center of the authority of the kingdom of God. And he rules by authority, not by power. And for that reason, I want to tell us what power is. Because the power I'm talking about is not the dunamis power in Acts of the Apostles chapter 1 verse 8. But the power that comes as an urge, the power that comes when you eat a lot of pounded yam, when your purse and your bank account is big, and your mind wanders on so many things. That's the power I'm looking at. So, I define power here as the ability or potential of an individual to influence others and control their action, which I call it witchcraft. And that is the power most of us has been running with. That's the power I ran with for long, especially in the home front. Always praying for my husband's salvation, but the motive was not for him to come to the fold to be saved, to serve God. The motive was for me to have a man by my side. I was afraid of the sad cheeks, not for God to use him. So I will exercise some powers as a wife, which were not of any help. My heart was prone to leave the love of God because of this. But I finally gave it all, and he has sealed it. But I'm not relaxing, because the enemy has power. Satan has power. He doesn't have authority, but he has power. So from my experience, I have a table for authority and power. And from what I used to do with the power of a wife and with the power of a woman, not yearning for authority, I got some definitions and I'm able to bring some comparisons as thus. I say that power is limited. You can exercise power. As a mother, I used to beat my children, transfer aggression, because I have the power to do that. But authority is unlimited. I'm working in it now, and I know the difference. Power has no hierarchy. Authority does. Power is very selfish, controlling people's action. But authority is selfless. And that is why Jesus rules with authority and allows us to exercise our will. You grow in stature in authority. For power comes. No wonder in our democracy they say power change hand. Our people are not ruling us with authority. They are ruling us with power. That is why we have selfishness. That's why we talk about corruption They have their motives of coming to power. They have their share. They negotiate. But when you have authority like that of Jesus, you rule. That's what the Bible says. When the righteous rule and reign, the people rejoice. They don't rule with power. They rule in authority. It can go on and on. But because of time, the next slide. Things to note. As I was meditating, I knew and I discovered that you must be under authority to have authority. Even the Trinity, we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We are going to read the book of 2 Samuel chapter 20 verse 16 to 22. Our gathering here is God will help us to rule with authority, not with power. Start from verse 1, then jump to 16. Media. Verse 1 says, "And there happened to be there a man of Belial, whose name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, a Benjamite. And he blew a trumpet and said, 'We have no part in David, neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his tent, or Israel.'" I just want you to get the preamble of that chapter. Verse 16. "Then cried a wise woman out of the city, 'Hear, hear, say, I pray you, unto Joab,'" that's the army general of David, "'come near hither, that I may speak with thee.' And when he was come near unto her, the woman said, 'Adore Joab?' And he answered, 'Am he?' Then she said unto him, 'Hear the words of thy handmaid.' And he answered, 'I do hear.' Then she spake, saying, 'There were wont to speak in an old time, saying, they shall surely ask counsel at Eber.' And so they ended the matter. 'I am one of them that are peaceable and faithful in Israel. Thou seekest to destroy a city and a murder in Israel. Will thou swallow up the inheritance of the Lord?' And Joab answered and said, 'Far be it. Far be it from me that I should swallow up or destroy. The matter is not so, but a man of Mount Ephraim, Sheba, the son of Bichri, by name, had lifted up his hand against the king, even against David. Deliver him only, and I will depart from the city.' And the woman said unto Joab, 'Behold, his head shall be thrown to thee over the wall.' Then the woman went unto all the people in her wisdom." Somebody say wisdom. "And they cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Bichri, and cast it out to Joab. And he blew a trumpet. And they retired from the city, every man to his tent. And Joab returned to Jerusalem unto the king." Amen. May the Holy Ghost help us even for this session. May he give us help beyond us. In Jesus' name. This wise woman we are looking, or we are talking about in the book of Samuel, the Bible didn't give us her name, neither her details, whether she was schooled or unlearned. whether she was a widow or a single lady, whether she was an orphan or with parents, and so on. But the name she earned was a mother in Israel. So looking at who this woman is and applying it in the advancement of the kingdom of God, it means that all of us has a role to play. And from the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 43, where Mary went to her cousin Elizabeth and their greetings were, Elizabeth said, "You are highly favored, the mother of my Lord." Mary was not married to Joseph. She was far younger in age, but because of what she carried, that recognition was given to her. We are here as mothers in Israel. Amen. You can be a single lady. You can be a single parent. You can be a widow. You can be a grandma like me, a wife, a mother, and so on. So, looking at the life of Jesus as a model who reigns in this kingdom that we are advancing, if we read the book of Luke chapter 2 verse 20, using the ISV version, the International Standard Version, the Bible says that the child Jesus Christ grew, continued in growth. And he grew in wisdom and he had favor with God. So, I'll be looking at this scripture as a yardstick on how to reign in authority and how to rule in authority as mothers in Israel, as mothers in the land. But in this kingdom, as we were well taught yesterday, there are things that we need to equip ourselves with before we'll be able to function according to the rules and regulations of the kingdom. So, how do we function in authority? If we have to function in authority, you must be born again. From the book of Romans 13, when I read that scripture, I saw that there is no difference between a pastor on the pulpit and a politician in government house. So, how can we function in authority? Not just exercising our selfish power. And as I earlier said, you must be born again. That is when you will know how to pray, by building yourself spiritually, studying the word, and fellowship as we have gathered here. Using my life as a key study, I gave my life to Christ in FCS, but wasn't serious with God. After secondary school, got married, And because of the love of God, to bring my heart to Him, He did wonders in my life. I testify every day because of the love of God I see in my life. And when I met with Apostle Romo Sai and we began to pray by teaching the word and by fellowship, my life was transformed. That is why I'm able to stand here as the woman that the Lord has helped and is still willing to help and to take to places, because now through prayer, through the word, through fellowship, I've known my purpose. I've known my call beyond marriage, beyond my marketplace. I don't know about you, but the purpose of God supersedes every other thing. And that is where authority is critical and very important. And when you pray, when you study, and when you have fellowship, it is expected that the word of God will come alive in your life. You begin to see through the mirror of the Holy Spirit. I'm the first prophet of my life because I cannot just jump a dealing with Him, with the Holy Spirit. He doesn't allow me. I must make amend. Before I start praying, He will bring that issue up first. I have to deal with it. I have to repent, make course. And do everything possible for us to reconcile. Because He's the only one that can give me authority. I've suffered exercising powers. I've injured myself with strife and unforgiveness then, because I want to walk in my right. I'm the woman of the house. I'm the wife. I must be recognized. I'm the daughter of the soil. I'm the firstborn of my father, and so on. But when I understood authority, as I began to work on my life, I'm a better version of yesterday. And I believe that all of us will be better off when we desire to walk in this authority. Because Christ continued. We'll be looking at those three things. The continuity in growth. That's the time of the wilderness journey you are passing through. The time of pruning. The time that He will come and make demands of so many things. The excesses. Christ continued in the flesh for us to see that that's how we are supposed to live. And with that, you develop good character. Character is a virtue for us as ladies. It's a weapon. In fact, as women, it is the greatest weapon that a lady will have, a mother in Israel will have. It was character that took this wise woman to an army general that just killed Amasa, who was a general of Absalom. Within a few hours, the blood was still there. It was at that point that this wise woman came. Character. Whether she portrayed, whether she knelt down, but the approach came with all humility of purpose. I was able to disarm this man to hear him. She must have been continuing in her growth in the spirit as Jesus Christ did. and wisdom came for her to use her good character to approach a man like Joab. Not just to approach a man like Joab, to advance the kingdom, to save a city, to save a territory, to save her family, to save whoever was related to her. That's how to rule in authority. She gained some stature. She was selfless. She was concerned about the destruction of her city. Are we concerned about what is happening in our families? Are we concerned about what is happening in our state, in our country? Because of what? We lack character. We are not being able to disarm men, people, with our good character, with our good approaches. Before this woman spoke to Joab, the people were already breaking the wall of the city of Eber to pull it down. The enemy has invaded our lives, breaking our walls everywhere, getting inside our hearts. If we don't guide this, our hearts, they will be broken. And that is where the enemy reigns with power. But Christ has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. This woman treated Joab with honor, with dignity. We don't know how to honor people. And it starts from our homes. We don't know how to honor our husbands. We don't know how to honor our fathers. We don't know how to honor our spiritual parents. Could be mothers or fathers. We don't know how to honor them. They say that we must bring a balance. In our marketplaces, in this kingdom of God, we don't address people as they dress. Because you will despise an angel that has come for you. You see people in the spirit and know your tribe and walk with them. Honor. How much the Bible says in the book of Titus, from chapter 1 to 8, how we should train our young men, our daughters, young mothers, to keep chaste in their homes. No honor to the mothers, no honor to ourselves. How can you bring a strong man down? How can you mar your gate? In this kingdom, there's no fitness, no unholy thing, no unrighteousness. This woman was really wise, and she was hospitable. For her to go into the city and gather the whole city within few seconds, and the head of Sheba was thrown out. We have come to be equipped to throw the heads of Shebas from our lives first, from our families. They are breaking our walls, and we just can't sit and fold our arms and look at them. From our husbands, from our fathers. We have to do it. For this kingdom to be advanced, the home front first. Because all of us are from homes. to the church. They will go to our marketplaces, to our offices, to our business places. How is our lives? How are we advancing this kingdom with our character, with our lives? Did you even know? Or did you even recognize there is something in you? I know how much I labored for me not to talk back at my husband. Auntie, I kept giving this testimony because it's what has paved way for me to go into places. Auntie, Apostle was preaching in tent then and said, Mama doesn't talk back at him. I said, within me, she doesn't have mouth. How? That message was with me until my deliverance came. Amen. I don't know what you have heard already, but I've been blessed. And I've been going home with one or two things. For a season, I was working on my life. Not to exercise power, but to rule and to reign as a wife in authority. Today, I am here because I'm blessed by him, the home front. You will believe me that this watch I'm wearing is today that I was given as a gift. Because a word came and it was for me to change my character. To change my way of life. Of talking too much at him. And when that amendment was made in my life, it's a new day for me. I go out as a blessed woman. I do my work in peace. No fear again. Just yesterday, I had a miracle. Our mama is aware. We are working in partnership with some people. I'm the only lady there. Men of high stature. So we've been trying to get assistance or the backup of the state government. So anytime I'm going there, I'll just text her, pray for me, or call. She will pray. Tell Papa and the rest, my friends, will pray and agree. And lo and behold, because I made a covenant with the Lord that I will preach my life. Because of the love he has shown on me. Let me leave whatever I'm preaching. So yesterday, we were able to get access with the powers. And the powers bow to the authority we went with. Beyond our expectations. And what we are looking for is a federal government project, not a selfish interest. That's what authority does. We are here, we are where we are in this country because of our selfish interests. Power. It's my uncle, it's this. But if, as women in Zion, we can rule in authority, as Christ continued in growth and he was strong and wisdom came and favor. Was on him from men and his father. who yet see this kingdom advance. The favor I've been having, I know that I'm not qualifying anyway. That was the favor this woman, this wise woman had with Joab. This same project that I'm talking about, I was in Abuja. And the man they connected me with, one of our partners, called me. Come home. I know I've heard of you. You are the Deborah of our land. Come and join me as Mordecai. Let's pray. I took my partners to my mother in the Lord and to my father. They know them. Continuity in growth, in spiritual things, as you pray, as you fellowship, as you study the word. It builds character. It makes you different from other women in authority. And as you pray, as you study, then you have direction on who to submit to. I'm alive. My family, we are alive today because we have a big cover over us. Media, can you help me with Esther chapter 4? Covering. Who is your mother? Who are you submitting to? Who is your father in the Lord? There was an Esther. But before an Esther became a queen, there was a Mordecai. Look at what happened. Look at what submission does. When Mordecai learned all that had been done, he tore his garments and clothed himself in sackcloth and ashes. He went into the middle of the city and cried out with a loud and bitter cry. That's what fathers, that's what mothers in the Lord does for us. Go to verse 10. They cry on our behalf. Then when we go out, things become easier. I tell us, for you to rule, for you to reign, for you to operate in authority, you must be under authority. Christ says, I came to do the will of my Father. This is God the Son talking about God the Father. Say, the Holy Ghost, which I have sent to you, will teach you all things. Why is the Holy Spirit not teaching us submission? There are things that you can never hear from your 40 days dry unless they are given from your father or your mother in the Lord as a cover over you. But the guy was crying. Esther was in the palace. Then Esther spoke to Hatak, instructing him to go back to Mordecai with a message. Go to verse 13. And Mordecai told them to reply to Esther. Mordecai cried, sent message to Esther. Esther sent back to him. Then Mordecai insisted, because he was there with stature and he understood the implication of what God told him, of what he saw happening in the city. Mordecai told them to reply to Esther, don't suppose that because you are in the palace, you will escape any more than the other Jewish people. He insisted. Can your parents in the Lord, can your mother in the Lord, can your father in the Lord insist on something to you? At times we weary them until they say, if the Lord speaks, Just go and do it. Because they are not the Holy Spirit. But it's because of what? Our characters. We refuse to be submissive. At home and in the church. I've been there. But when God changed my ways, I know the difference. I know how to kneel down and give honor so that the head up there at home will bring down his hand upon me and bless me. Not just as a married woman. Even when before my father died and my parents, they blessed me. Submission is key. You can't just operate without a cover. The sun will hit you. The arrows that fly by day and in the night, they will consume you. I know what I'm saying. They will overwhelm you. They will get you cheaply. Balancing, heading people, your home, and the church. I'm in an institution, and my office had, I have 5 staff under me. And anytime my students are going on, or going out for industrial attachment, I'll pray, sow seed to my parents in the Lord as a cover over me and over my students and the supervisor, the lecturers. And we were doing a seminar and I gave this testimony to them. Because I have to advance this kingdom everywhere. The place, my marketplace is my pulpit. I prayed, I gave them that testimony that for the last year, last session, no bone was broken. Nobody was brought back with any sickness because of covering. God honors that. That is why you have a Moses and a Joshua. Isaiah cried for Hezekiah, King Hezekiah. Even when Hezekiah cried and repented and spoke to God, God still went back to Isaiah. Go and tell him. I will add him 15 years. That is the place of covering. They are laboring. But we are refusing to enjoy the benefits of covering. I go to places because of covering. Before I were enrolling for my MSc, our father in the Lord said, do this after. Don't waste time. Do this one. That was what gave me the first air ticket in life. That is what is helping me, paving way for me to go to places and advance the kingdom. Covering is critical. Paul could write books on marriage because there was a Priscilla. And Aquila. He understood by practical examples. If you can read, give us Romans chapter 16, verse 3. What Paul says about these people. Covering. I want us to go out prayerfully in this women conference. As we are rolling, we know that there are things and basic things that we need to do. Prayerfully, the Lord should give us a heart to be submissive. Our mothers, our fathers are ready. I tell us, I know how much I get riches from everyone I come in contact with. The good things, I tap them. By honor, by character. Romans 16 verse 3. And if not for covering, I know that I wouldn't have been a mother up till now. I'm becoming a grandmother. There was an issue that came up between me and my husband. And I was ready because in my mind, I thought that it has gone too far. So I was ready to go to some length. And I remember, he doesn't come here often, maybe once in a blue moon. But he knew, he understood that I have a cover. So when that was happening, Apostle was outside the country. I don't know how he got him. He called Apostle over the matter. And immediately Apostle called me. Doctor, where are you? I say, I'm in this place. Say, leave that matter now. And that was the end. Up to date. I've enjoyed submission. I've enjoyed covering. The blessings that are coming after that are many. If you can allow yourself to be undercover, many things will not pitch on your head. Many prayer points will no longer be with you. There will be the things of the past. You will walk in authority. Because we are refusing to be undercover. It is necessary for us to be undercover. And that is when you'll be able to function in authority. Because you must be under authority to exercise authority. So, wisdom comes. There was a place of continuity in Jesus' life and growth. Then wisdom came. Our Father teaching us says that revelation comes to unveil what God has for you. But wisdom gives direction. It gives you the code on what to do. I pray that in this conference, we will all be mothers in Israel and we'll go out with wisdom. See, there are codes that we need to break in the spirit. There are codes that if you don't break them, you will not make any headway. I'm from a family, a big family, that there were limits that were placed. It's because of cover and the understanding and wisdom that the Lord has been given, has been helping. In place of fellowship, that he will come and review a code. Do this. As you have dreamt, what else is that all? Yes, I see myself in State House, beyond State House, Africa, and the whole earth. Am I not there now? They're watching me online. Abba. I've seen myself. Other people have seen. Chief saw it. Many people. But there's a wisdom to get there. So that we not just go there with power and perish. Daniel had this wisdom. And he reigned with three kings. If you read the book of Daniel chapter 6, you see that when his persecutors were finally thrown into the dense lion's den, then he was alone. Their wealth, everything automatically was accrued to him. The things we look for. We were taught yesterday we should seek the kingdom first. Then God will take all our enemies into the lion's den and will take us out. And the things we are busy fighting for, we don't know what to do with them. It's because we are not setting our faces. It's because we have refused to be wise. Women like Deborah, like Jair, in their wisdom, they knew their position, that they need to rule in authority, not just with power, not just with selfish interests, but they came in the might of the Lord and they rule. I know how God will reveal things in my dreams, in the villages, places. And you'll be able to tackle it in your own bedroom with wisdom. Most of us are women, but we are not feminine in nature. I used to tell my friend, you need to change. Your makeup is so strong. So you cannot stay with a husband like that. And as she's making amends, there are testimonies. Because I did. That's why I was able to advise her. Yes. I knew that what was in me was not feminine in nature. So God has to break it. And now I'm enjoying covering in the church and covering at home. It doesn't matter whether that man is an unbeliever or is a pastor. The basic things must be done for this kingdom to be advanced. I know what it means to kneel down before my husband to get the blessings. I know the joy I go out with. I know the Joabs that have disarmed for this kingdom. I walk with them as women. It's because we are refusing to go low. As Christ went low in growth, though God in spirit continued to grow, wisdom came before the favor came. That's the place of reigning. I knew by what I read from the Bible, from the book of Judges chapter 4, verse 6. Jair's husband was a blacksmith. And so when Jair came into that family, automatically she adopted the profession of the husband and was working in it. The Joabs I work with, the Siseras I've killed, the Mordecais that are helping me, I know how to work with them. because I'm able to secure the blessings at the home front. You must start with yourself. I told us earlier how I worked on myself. For some time. And God's helping. I'm in that place of favor. I will just go out. And the next thing I see myself is going to places where I'm not even supposed to be. Favor speaks. Enter into places of authority. I don't just go. Even if I can't open the Bible to preach, a salutation speaks. I know how I handle the staff under me. There are men, strong men. I'll call them by their father's names. And I'll make sure that they do what I want. With authority, not with power. Say, hello, come up here. What do you think you are? No, that's not the approach. If you want to reign and rule, you go with authority. That's where love is. That's where honor is. That's where character is important. Because I pray in the office. If I do otherwise, how can I call them for morning devotions? Your marketplace, you need to advance the kingdom. And people are fed up with scriptures. So it's the life that they are looking for. They have cheated people with scriptures. Taking their husbands, taking their properties, taking everything about them. Some have died because of scriptures. So they want to see life. They want to see what is in you. If truly you are following this Jesus that grew, continuing growth, and had wisdom and favor has rested upon him. If truly you have that Jesus, they will watch and watch and watch and watch to see how consistent you will be. Whether you just do that morning devotion or preach in the class for a semester, then the next semester you are something else. There are benefits of advancing this kingdom by character, not just in words. As mothers in Israel, my father and my mom were saved. My father-in-law was saved because I was by their bedside. Advancing the kingdom by prayers. And God showed mercy. And told me that, yes, because of you, I will show them mercy. Our country is not having mercy because our characters are different from our prayer lives. Our marketplaces, they are seeing somebody else. And madam is always going to church and look at her life. How can you rule in authority? What happens in Abigail's family? It was one of the boys that came and told her, what's your relationship with people? We must get to a place where we'll be deliberate about our character for this kingdom to be advanced. We were together yesterday in one of our partners' office. So I wanted to ease myself. But I look at him as a boss, though I'm older than him. So I told the waiter that I want to ease myself. The man looked at me and was surprised. He said, "Don't you see the toilet? Doctor, you don't know who you are." I said, "No, sir, you are my boss now. But I know what I'm looking for. This is a Muslim that we are working together. When I start preaching, I know the rock I hit." But when I start with character and honor, I know how much he could trust me to eat my food. I said, "That's all. That's what Sisera did. He could trust Jair. Can your enemy trust you because of who you are? To a point that you use your tent peg and your hammer to advance this kingdom. Most of the times, we are so biased because of selfishness, interest. I've parted way with many to be here. Because I know I want to walk in the footsteps of my parents that I'm submitting to. They don't go for things. Things come to them. So I can never, and it's not today, I vow not to leave any Sisera around me to be alive. I'm not just talking about even within. I know who my Mordecai is. Did you know your Barak? That you could command, say, "God, the Lord has spoken." All those things comes with wisdom. That was the wisdom that Jesus Christ had. There are challenges in balancing leading people, the home front, and submission. Most of us are ignorant. We don't know. I was taught to be submissive. And I learned one thing to know and one thing to submit to do it. Hosea, book of Hosea says that my people die because of lack of knowledge. When I knew, I quickly submitted. The challenges are numerous. But when you know, what did you do with the knowledge? Most of us don't hear God. We don't have any intimacy with Him. How can you go to the office and not sit on the seat that they've put charm on if you don't hear Him? If you don't see it before going to that office. They organized a Thanksgiving in my village for me. And the Holy Ghost said, "Don't go." The people that planted things for me to go and sit on so that they will exchange the authority over my life. They have not recovered up to date. You must have intimacy. Make sure you hear Him. Lack of mentorship, that is submission that we're talking about. These are the challenges. The limitations you are having is because you don't have anybody over you. Nobody is mentoring you. You cannot be in an island. The Jews would have been gone if not for Esther and Mordecai. Who is mentoring you? Lack of confidence, impatience, resistance to new ideas, fear. How can we overcome these challenges? We should seek knowledge. You see in the book of Daniel chapter 2, verse 17, 22, and 28. In fact, The things I've listed of overcoming challenges in authority, in leadership, and balancing the home front are all found in that scripture. Daniel had an altar. He was proactive. Let me go and pray with my friends. Who are your friends? Who is in your clan? Did you know? Who did you call? Most of our challenges is as a result of wrong ideas given to us. Collaborations. You collaborate with others. In this kingdom, the army that the Lord is raising is the end time army. That we don't need to break our ranks, set our faces and move. I'm able to hear the trumpet sound for us to cock our guns and keep advancing that kingdom. Keep advancing it. If you can't hear him, if you don't have anybody to call, say, come and help me pray. Come, let's pray together. One will chase 1,000, two will chase 10,000. Prayers are answered by help. When you help others, then God helps you. Giving, sacrifice is important. Then some of us, because of what the enemy has placed over our lives, we have a grasshopper mentality. Where I'm coming from, then I wouldn't have been here because I was in the bush and the people I was with them are still there. By the help of fellowship, of prayer and the word, I know who I am in Christ Jesus. So I'm not intimidated. Neither can you intimidate me of who I am. And God's mercies, when that favor rested, because of the continuity, because of the wisdom, then all things are made easy. Not that you don't have pains, but he has already built you. You should not have the grasshopper mentality. I have some few prayer points that I want us to pray. As I give them, you pray. I'm going to pray for wisdom. A lot has been said about wisdom. You know, in the course of preparing for this, the Lord revealed so many things. Some were personal. And he said that there was a family, two women from the family that will come for this conference. The name of the family was given to me. That there is a spirit of poverty that has been a cover over their lives. They have been limited. But as they tarry in the place of prayer, even in this conference, God is going to do something new in their lives. Also saw that there was a dead van, long van, that a moving van was able to help. That's an attachment from the dead van, was able to pull the dead van. So God has promised that he's going to give life to many women as they are here in the name of Jesus. So it's God that will give you wisdom to know whether there are death situations in your life. I pray that somebody will have wisdom to tarry until that thing that is dead will come alive in Jesus' name. And about service, there are a lot of promises, prophecies about our sisters, single ladies getting married. But most of them need a cover for that to happen. Service. God has been emphasizing that to me. And also I saw erosion. And the Lord was telling me that it's a spiritual and physical one. Later on Wednesday, my children went to the farm and saw that my maize farm, water came and flood. Say, is that what you were showing me? But I prayed. So there is going to be flood that will come spiritually to carry that which you have received. But I pray that there will be grace, there will be wisdom to tarry, to resist against the enemy in the name of Jesus. And weapons. I saw two guys fighting. And I looked and checked. And out of holy anger, I went and collected their swords with my two hands. I started killing mercilessly. I killed and I saw blood in my hands. God is going to equip us. God is going to equip us to fight our sisters. So we are going to pray for wisdom. Because there are people in our lives. There are Joabs. There are Baraks. Joabs need an approach to be able to disarm them. The Baraks are partners. If you can know the command, the authority in your life, you'll be able to command them. The Lord has spoken. Go forth. I'll go with you. The victory is going to come from a woman. You are that woman that God is going to give victory to in the name of Jesus. There are sisters fighting us, unfriendly friends. Don't just give them milk and allow them. They have drank too much milk in our homes. They have drank too much. There's time for us to use our tent peg. What is in your hand? What is in your hand? That was the question that was asked to Moses. What is in your hands? We are going to pray that, Lord, give me wisdom. Give us discernment. Bring out the identity in our lives for us to know in our home front as we submit in the church. Let us know who we are in Christ Jesus so that we'll be able to advance this kingdom. Enough of what we see. Enough of what is happening around us. Somebody cry for wisdom. Somebody cry for wisdom. See, Haman paid all to the treasurers or to the treasury of King Ahasuerus to deal with the Jews. They have paid so much money. They have killed people for you to be limited, for you to be where you are. If you will not revenge, if you will not fight, if you will not cry, I know what I'm talking about. I know the limitations that were placed over my life. And I know where God is helping me. I know how much He has helped me already. If you can cry for wisdom and discernment, the Lord is going to do something new in your life in Jesus' name.
Can you make that a prayer? Can we be on our feet?
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.